It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here at the Abbey Center here in Black Falls. And my God, what a show here with the Canadian Wrestling Coalition in front of a packed house here. We saw a three-on-three elimination match for control of the CWC.
I think I picked a really great show to start coming to CWC for, man. Jeez.
As you heard here, there is Andre C, as usual.
Oh, I'm really happy to be at this show.
And the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, joined as well.
Wow, what a show, man. I had fun. I had a great time here. I got to come back more often.
Now, as you can see, I'm a regular here at CWC, of course, as we have CWC Evolution available on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network YouTube page. So we had five great... The one thing about this show is they're always done early, so we always have time to thoroughly go over these cards.
It's 9:06.
They started at 5:45, 9:06. Five great matches.
5:45 was the doors.
They did not sacrifice time for quality.
No.
But before we get into the contest itself, we got to go into what happened at the start of the night.
Yeah.
For people that didn't notice, the combination of what Johnny Kickass did last month at the Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match for the CWC title, combined with what happened at the Monster Pro Wrestling Leo Burke Cup last week, the knee of Jude Dawkins, apparently a couple tendons were severed, and he needed emergency surgery this past Tuesday, and just reappeared tonight to forfeit the title. Of course, you're up in joy, so I'm going to leave you for a minute. Chris Parrish comes out, cashes in his CWC Cup guaranteed title shot against, well, let's face it, it was either Jude Dawkins or nobody, and Jude can't fight, so he won the title by forfeit, which Andre's over the moon about. Brian doesn't know what to think about it here, but I'll let them speak about it themselves. Andre?
Well, as everybody knows, I'm probably one of the struggle's number one fans. And again, Chris Parrish proves he earns these championships. He's the best there is. He's the best there is in CWC. He's proved it. He won that championship tonight. Doesn't matter how, he won that Canada Cup. He can cash in at any time, and he did. Got his championship. He earned that title. He's now the CWC champion. This is awesome.
Hag Haggerty, I want to challenge you to challenge him to that statement. But, Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, heartbreaking to see Jude have to relinquish the title in a way that he didn't really want to. But, you know, in wrestling, things happen. Last Saturday, he tore muscles in his legs, had to have surgery, couldn't defend. So... had no options but to relinquish the title. Fortunately, Parrish had the Canada Cup. Well, he gets his title by forfeit. Didn't even have to wrestle for it. So good luck to Mr. Parrish, because you're going to have a lot of contenders in line for that, especially when Jude Dawkins gets back.
Absolutely, and we'll talk about that situation at the end of the show here, but I just want to let you guys know that Jude is gone, but he's not forgotten. And I might have some breaking news here over the next couple weeks in relation to the Cheetah Bear and his involvement in Edmonton SPN and the CWC. So stay tuned to the network, and I'll let you guys know what's going on. But you know what? Let's get off the bad part, and let's get to the good part.
That was a great part.
Shut up. Let's get to the matches here. First off, we had the Generals Tag Team Invitational opening round match. These guys aren't familiar. This is sort of a half and half one for this match. I'll explain the background. You explain the match. We got the General has introduced new CWC Tag Team Championships. Beautiful titles.
Beautiful.
Thanks to Grizz Welding for the expert work on those. But the first round match tonight, you have T.S. Cutler teaming up with Dylan Stone. T.S. just can't seem to buy a win no matter what his partner is, or who his partner is for that matter. And they ran into a buzzsaw tonight in the Gentlemen's Club of Leo London and Alex Vanna. I'll be honest, I was dealing with the former CWC champion at the time. I know that both of you saw the match. Your thoughts on the match?
Well, as we've seen, I'm familiar with Leo London, not so much his partner, Alex Vanna. My first time seeing T.S. Cutler and Dylan Stone. I gotta say, I'm impressed by Dylan Stone. I like that guy. He's got some fire to him. I don't know what it is, but he seems pretty like a pretty lively guy. But I just thought, like, very technical in this, especially from the Gentleman's Club, as in Leo London, he is a technical ace. A lot of great back and forth. The T.S. Cutler was taking the brunt of it. Like, I have to say, he was in there, and they beat on him for like 90% of this match. And like, but the surprising thing coming out of this was the Gentleman's Club getting the win here. Not surprising to me, because being a fan of them, but being it's the first time in this company, it is kind of surprising that they get the win to win this first round and move on to this next round. So I'm happy.
Very, very happy.
Well, Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, it was a great match. Very impressed with Leo London and his partner, Alex Vanna. T.S. Cutler and Dylan Stone, they put up a great fight, but in the end, they just couldn't get a win. They lost to a great team. So Alex Vanna and Leo London, they advance in this tournament, which I think is a great idea. And I love the belts, the great belts. I cannot wait to see how this tournament wraps up.
The best part, though, is after the match, Gentlemen's Club taking the titles from the General and just hoisting them up. Loved it.
I personally think it's bad luck, but I guess we're going to get an opportunity to talk to the technical ace himself here. Leo London, thank you for joining us here. Your first time in CWC, your thoughts first on your competition and then just being here in the Canadian Wrestling Coalition?
It was a good day for the Gentlemen's Club. Myself and Alex Vanna won our first round matchup. Competition was stiff, but I think we are the most experienced team that they've announced so far, as we've had the most tag team matches, defeating Kenny Omega, Jesse Neal, Steve Corino, stars that have been on television for years. So for these people who are not experienced tag team wrestlers coming up against our proficiency, you saw what happened.
Absolutely, domination as always from you. Like, we've seen you around. Like, you're familiar to the Alberta wrestling scene, and now tagging up with a guy like Alex Vanna, you're just taking this to the next level here right now. If these fans come down to see you the next time, what can they expect to see you in the next round match with the Gentlemen's Club?
More of the same. We're gonna divide and conquer. That's what we do. And at the end of the day, we hit the Fall of Troy, and our opponent goes to sleep. And that's just how it works every time.
Well, I see you're having your pinkies up and your drinks are ready to go. So
that's absolutely true.
I will let you have at her here. We want to thank you once again, Mr. London, for joining us here on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And as always, pinkies out, drinks up, bully day.
All right, from there, we went from a very technical and a very beautiful matchup, I think is a better way to put it, to something not quite as...
It has to be sexy, you know that.
Are you kidding me? I regurgitated in my mouth more than once there. We had...
You just don't know sexy then.
Speaking of that, we had the big sexy beast Bradley Graham taking on Xander Price. First of all, this started as a dance-off. I'm sorry. This is one of those things that I just don't want to see. It's like that's like nightmares for the next 12 months. In the end, though,
the sexiest thing you've ever seen, and you know it.
Honestly, Bradley Graham, here's some personal advice: buy some paper bags, label them as barf bags, sell them for $2 a piece. You will make a killing. But in the end, you had the, I believe what they call the sex bomb is what he's calling it. Basically, it's a full Nelson Bubba bomb. Ends up rolling up the big sexy beast. And Xander Price improves to a record. Get this, guys. I know you're new here. 2-77.
And he's on your one match winning streak now.
Your thoughts on the match, Andre?
Oh, wow. Dance off was funny. Match was two big men crashing into each other multiple times.
I would say it's just these two are funny. And the one thing I gotta point out that our buddy Michael really loved was the Big Sexy Beast glasses.
Just they're a walking billboard.
They're digital and they say sexy. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, okay. Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, great match. The dance-off was different to see. Didn't expect to see that.
I love your politically correct term there.
To see two big guys go at it. Personally, they don't have charisma. They don't know how to dance. Just keep to the wrestling, guys. But great match overall. Two big bulls going at it. And in the end, it's very surprising to see Alexander Price pick up a win. Just shocking.
All I know is I'm very thankful that we had a camera perched up in the balcony.
I think that's the only camera that could catch both of these men in this building.
In the same shot, yeah. Yes. But going on from there, let's move on to our third match of the evening. It was a triple threat match with Sean Martins taking on David London and Roy Dragneel.
Gentlemen!
Another member of the Gentlemen's Club in David London. Now, this one here was a little more hard-hitting than you would see in some of the other matches here. The biggest thing is the headline managed to dictate the pace of most of this match. Once he got it under control, he managed to isolate David London and ended up hitting, in the end, another one bites the dust. For those that haven't seen it, it's the version of the stroke or the skull-crushing finale, whichever way you want to call it. It ends up getting the 1-2-3 and now picking up momentum following his match with Dylan Stone, that Falls Count Anywhere. He's starting to get some momentum back here. Andre, your thoughts on the triple threat?
As always, I'm a fan of the gentleman. And Sean Martins cheated flat out, doing the slingshot at David into Dean Richter, hit him with the roaring elbow, and then ended up hitting his finisher and cheated. It's not very gentlemanlike, but I thought great overall match. Dragneel, I think it was his
Roy
name.
Roy Dragneel.
The guy's gotta bulk up a little. Even in those tights that he was wearing, they still look baggy as hell. The dude's got to bulk up.
He looked very excited to be there. That's definitely one thing about it as well. So
yeah, but I had fun with his match. A lot of really great stuff throughout this match. And I just love seeing David London do it. That was the main thing for me.
Absolutely. And Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, great match overall. Great to see a new guy in Royal Dragneel. But in the end, Sean Martins, he picked up the win with a little help by Dean Richter. So, good for him.
Cheater. That's gentlemanly.
And then from there, we went to intermission, which it was there. It was quick. It happened.
15 minutes. Quick.
Very efficient. And then going from there, we had Sydney Steele taking on Johnny Kickass.
Kickass.
You just like saying swear words on this podcast, right?
Kickass is not a swear.
I digress. This one here was a very smash-mouth match, and you could tell that Johnny was absolutely ticked off about losing that TLC match last month to Drew Dawkins.
And I have to say this, he's probably not very happy that now, when Drew had the Lingers, now Chris Parrish's title, that can't make him very happy either.
He probably thinks he was entitled to that title in place of it here. All right, well, the one thing about Kickass here is the level of violence that he did on Sydney Steele in this matchup, my goodness, there were some shots there that I legit didn't think that Steele was going to get up.
He eventually didn't.
In the end, it was that huge power bomb that Sydney Steele knows all too well, eating it from so many people. Kickass's patented maneuver that gets him the 1-2-3. Andre, your thoughts on the match?
I've said in this podcast many moons ago, I don't like Sydney Steele. Never have. Don't like that he's Hulk Hogan.
We all have our faults.
Don't like that he's Hulk Hogan Jr. now. Really don't care for the tights.
It's just the first night with those tights. Calm down.
He was fine tonight. No criticism against him, but the first time seeing Johnny Kickass, and I like the guy. He's fun. He's fun to watch. I'll say that.
a real good match, and I love the power. I love that power bomb. That power bomb is awesome.
Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, great match. Johnny Kickass, he proved why he's a chairman. He almost came in to use a chair, but he decided not to. And, well, Sidney Steele put up a great fight, but in the end, he came up a little short. But great for Johnny Kickass, so who knows what's next for him.
Yeah, well, Johnny's probably looking at trying to get that title back, but I don't know if he wants to take on Parrish anytime soon here. But then from there, we go to our main event. It's the total control match for ownership of CWC. Commissioner Bob Gordon has taken things to another level and has wanted to get rid of the stud stable, similar to the way that another commissioner is trying to fix up another promotion, but I digress.
He's been failing forever.
Amen. But this was a 3-on-3 match for control. We only knew three of the participants going into this. For Team Skyler Paris Austin, or Team Stud Stable, you had Cato, Dynamic Dean Richter, Dirty Dean Richter, whichever you want to call it.
Dirty Dean Richter. I coined that phrase.
And then I'm going to say this for you. The CWC champion, Chris Parrish, taking on Team CWC. Drew Dawkins was originally scheduled to be a part of this, but unfortunately due to the injury, of course, he wasn't. You have Jack Pride still in it. You had a surprise entrant in Michael Richard Blaze, which...
The best professional wrestler in all of Alberta today. All of Canada.
MRB. Yeah. MRB. Yeah. MRB.
Yeah. God gives wrestling, soon to be PWA heavyweight champion.
That's right.
Yes, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place here, folks. I'll get to the detail. All right, and then the third partner was the man of stone, Dylan Stone, pulling double duty tonight.
Spoiler alert, I did a really awesome 450 in this match.
All right, well, we're going through eliminations here, and let's just say, first of all, it was a cluster you-know-what right off the bat.
Oh, just brawling. Brawling. I got to say, I was conflicted with this match, though. Everybody knows my love for Chris Parrish. Everybody knows my true love for MRB. So I was quite conflicted with this, but I love this match.
I'm just glad there were extra towels around for you, but that's a different point for another time.
I didn't have a towel.
Well, I was on the floor for something else. Never mind. I'm trying to keep this a family show. First off, for eliminations, you had MRB, as he already pre-mentioned for us, a sick 450 onto Cato.
Just crushed him.
Ended up creating a 3-on-2 advantage for Team CWC. Following that, you had...
Very quickly afterwards.
Yeah, that's the one thing about this match. Pinfalls 1 and 2, 3 and 4 were like bang, 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 bang. Pinfall 2 was Chris Parrish hitting Michael Richard Blaze with that parachute on apron, as he calls it, the POA, yeah. And gets the 1-2-3. So then you're down to 2-2. So we move along in the match here.
Some great, really great back and forth, 2-on-2.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a tag team match par extraordinaire. You got the Neon Knights, who are going to be part of the Summer Clash Against Cancer on August 12th. Taking on the team of Dean Richter and Chris Parrish. Now, Parrish and Richter on their own still are two very accomplished wrestlers, so they work very well together. But then you have Jack Pride hitting that top rope elbow drop onto Dean Richter, eliminating him real quick. And then Chris Parrish throwing out Steve Rivers' old move, the pedigree. Getting the 1-2-3, a little bit of karma revenge for what happened last week at the Leo Burke Cup.
Yep.
So now we're down to 1-on-1. We got Dylan Stone and Chris Parrish. Now this one goes back and forth. Ends up the other four men come back out, cause a whole bunch of ruckus outside. You got Skyler Paris Austin and Commissioner Gordon back in the ring, going into a shoving match, which led to an absolutely... Spine-tiggling clothesline.
You're sick.
on to Austin from Gordon that gave the entire crowd popped on. And then once they got out of the ring, Jack Pryde interfered, broke the code on Chris Parrish.
You mean he cheated?
Broke the code.
Cheated.
Referee didn't see nothing.
Referee he cheated.
And besides, it's elimination. There's no disqualification in
he
this.
He cheated.
And then you had...
You can be disqualified in an elimination match if you do something illegal. You mean disqualified for it.
This is wacky rules. Leave it alone. Dylan Stone ends up getting the pinfall 1-2-3 and ends up getting the victory for the Canadian Wrestling Coalition.
Great. Cheaters.
Folks, this is why I'm glad me and Brian do most of the podcasts
exactly.
lately. All right, Andre, you want to talk? I want you to talk about this match. What? It's a lot of match to go through. What are your general thoughts on the match?
Just the general, just how good all these guys were in here. Like, I got to give it to everybody. They were all phenomenal in this match. And, like, MRB, as always, so good. Like, I've never seen Jack Pryde before. That guy, he did a flip over Pele kick, like, from his, like, knees or something. I think he came up for his knees for a Pele kick. It was awesome. The dude, like, I love that guy. And, like, just overall, this match was so much fun. Little disappointed in the finish. Wanted to see Sudstable control this company, but overall, I thought really, really fun, exciting match.
Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, great match. Six really great competitors going at it. Like you said, started out, we had a Pier 6 brawl, everybody battling everybody on the outside, on the inside, and the two, Skyler and Commissioner Gordon going at it. My God, all hell was breaking loose. But in the end, CP got Dylan Stone got the pin on Chris Parrish, gets the win for Team CWC. CWC is in total control. I don't know what's going to happen, what's going on with the Stud Stable now, if they're gone or if they're going to be under contract or what. So it's very, very interesting to see what's going to happen now.
Well, I'm gonna cheat. I'm going to have an extra highlight of the night. I'm going to bring one up right now. The kick from MRB onto Kato, where Kato ended up doing a complete 360 onto the ground.
So good.
You know what? Hashtag I kick hard. I think it should be hashtag I kick hardest.
Yeah.
That was, oh my, I don't normally pop out of my seat watching a match. I pop for that one.
Me and Michael both scream, super kick!
Yeah, where is MRB with a super kick on you right now as we speak? But in the end, this was a hell of a show, and now they're moving venues for next month. They're going to Festival Hall in Red Deer, which for us is near and dear to our hearts because, well, let's face it, we've seen bodies flying all over the place there, literally. July 29th at the Festival Hall. That's going to be a hell of a show. Check out cwcwrestling.ca for advanced tickets.
Remember, July 29th, go to Festival Hall, not here.
All right, folks, it's time for the highlights of the night here. Brian, I'm going to let you go first here.
Oh, I got the triple threat match. All three of these guys put on a great, great show. Great to see a new guy in Roy Dragneel. I thought he was very impressed with him. David London put up a great fight, but and little help by his partner in the corner, Dean Richter, helped Sean Martins pick up the win. So great for Sean, bad for the other ones, but hopefully other things are good for the other two down the road.
Now, Andre, I'm pretty sure I'm going to know where you're going with here. You're going with the main event probably, right? You know?
Nope.
What?
Opening match.
Holy.
I'm not even going with what happened before the opening match, my other favorite wrestler. I'm going with getting to see the Gentlemen's Club again. Leo London was so much fun to watch. And
Alex Vanna.
My first time seeing Alex Vanna. And they were so good. And they just proved how good they are at tag team wrestling. They've beaten Kenny Omega, Jesse Neal, and a bunch of other great superstars. It's just because they're a tag team. They know each other. They're the best. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, my podcast, so I'm stealing two main events.
But I have to say, I just want to give also a shout-out to the new CWC champion, Chris Parrish.
Jerk. So I'm going to go with... I go in with two, as always. First of all, the main event, of course. The crowd absolutely popped for Bob Gordon in that match on that clothesline.
Yep.
I think that might be our surprise of the night, the way that clothesline was hit so well. I think there's another guy with three initials down south that might need to take some lessons off that clothesline. It looked like it came from hell pretty good there.
Yeah.
Just don't bully us around, okay? But all six men in that matchup absolutely did a fantastic job. Once again, kudos to Kato for eating that super kick so traumatically.
And getting crushed by that 450.
But overall, all eight guys involved in that match, hats off to all of them here. But the other one I want to give is the influx of outside talent. We don't normally see many wrestlers outside of the CWC come in, except for the odd MPW guy. You had
or the PWA guy.
Well, MRB, of course. But having guys come in from Manitoba, it was a real influx of real high-level talent. Andre, you've seen these guys more than I have, and I'm thoroughly impressed.
I've seen David London and Leo London before. And they delivered to me. Like I still wish David London won, but they delivered as they always do, just showing how they're gentlemen by going for that handshake before the match.
Absolutely, but I hope to see them back, and I hope to see more talent come back. So
definitely.
But yeah, once again, July 29th at Festival Hall. Place is going to sell out, folks. If we have the same sales, it's definitely going to be a situation where you need to get your tickets early.
Yep.
But I think that's going to wrap this up because everybody wants to drive home and it's raining a little bit. So the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, I want to thank you for joining me here.
Always a pleasure. Can't wait to do it again.
And Andre C?
I'll be back for sure Night of Champions.
So our next show is going to be coming up from the Steel Heights Community Hall in Edmonton with RCW Summer Breakout, which is a complete ripoff of Breakout TV, but I'll pass along that.
Third night of the Summer Breakout Tour.
Absolutely. And it's going to feature WWE alumni. I will not call him a legend. Virgil. This is going to be...
former NWO member.
This is going to be interesting, folks. That's the least I can say about it. But yeah, make sure you check out CWC Evolution on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network YouTube page.
You can find me on Twitter at that Canada guy.
This show is going to be broken up over the next 6 weeks here. The first episode should be up in about, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks. Because I got six camera angles I got to go through here tonight, folks. We had a high-end production here, so... but I'm going to wrap this up. This is Mike the Ref saying if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Abbey Center in Black Falls with CWC Total Control here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.